These ideals, articulated over 1,000 years ago, are still central to European political life today. Lord Bingham again.
In the centre of the crystal, one sees the king who commissioned it to be made in the role of judge. And this is of considerable interest and importance because, historically, the crown in monarchies has always been regarded as the fount of justice. Interestingly, the queen, when she took her coronation oath in 1953, swore, it's a very old oath prescribed by an act of 1688, but she swore to do justice and mercy in all her judgments. And this is exactly the role in which one sees King Lothar, in the role of actually personally administering justice, which of course the Queen no longer does, but the judges who do it in her name are very proud to be called Her Majesty's judges, recognising that they're exercising their judicial functions on her behalf.
The Susanna crystal was made for a king without an heir, in a kingdom without a future. In 869, when Lothar died undivorced, his uncles did indeed partition his lands, and all that remains of Lotharingia today is the name of Lorraine. For over 1,000 years, indeed until 1945, Lothar's Middle Kingdom was bitterly fought over by the successors of the wicked uncles, France and Germany. Stand today on the banks of the Rhine and imagine a powerful state separating the two. It's an odd thought. But if Lothar had succeeded in divorcing his wife and had a legitimate heir, Lorraine might now rank with Spain, France and Germany as one of the great states of continental Europe. Lotharingia perished, but the principle that Lothar's crystal proclaims has survived. A central duty of the ruler of the state is to guarantee that justice is done, dispassionately and in open court. Innocence must be protected. The Lothar crystal is one of the first European images of the notion of the rule of law. You can see the object described in this program close up on the A History of the World website, as well as hundreds of others from museums across the UK. And if you have an object with a history to tell, why not add it to our growing collection? Find all this at bbc.co.uk/A History of the World.